I'm Aunty Heather. I'm proud Wiradjuri. Been doing a lot for NAIDOC. Happy NAIDOC to the community. I've got, I think, 7 or 8 paintings in NAIDOC this year. One of my paintings is on the NAIDOC t-shirt this year. The one on the t-shirt is my face and the land and just...
Oh, so it's a self-portrait.
It's a self-portrait.
Bringing Mother Earth into...
Yes, yeah, exactly what it is. Yes. And I was growing up white.
Yes.
And I've done a lot of work with Find My Mob in New South Wales.
Yeah. Now, that's funny. Just for people listening, what do you mean by grown up white?
Well, back in the old days, my great-grandmother, my grandmother had to leave the Carrow Mission because of the half-caste law.
Yes. Now, let's talk about this half-caste law. What is that?
It's where black women and white men basically had children,
mm-hmm.
and the government kicked the half-caste children off the missions and declared them non-Aboriginal.
Yeah, now that's really funny because we're the only people in the world who are called half-caste. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't say half-caste Irish or half-caste Scottish or half-caste Brazilian. They just sort of call us half-caste. And it isn't right, is it?
No, it's not right.
No.
It's not right.
Because they
There's
do.
A way to wipe us out.
Yes. Yeah. Half-caste, quarter-caste.
Yeah.
18th, 16th, you know. It's funny that. So, from all that, you've grown up white, but who are you?
I'm blackfella.
Brrr.
Yeah.
See, and where are you from?
I'm even sister? Too black for my family.
Yeah. Now, that's right, and it's really important because we were never allowed, and our ancestors were never allowed to talk our language, talk about us being black. But now we've come to a point where we can.
Yeah.
And it's really important. It must have played around a lot in your head growing up.
Yeah, because I always knew. In my heart, always knew. I'd always hang around black fellas, mm-hmm. even though my father would get very angry.
Yeah.
Until I left home. I left home at 12 and I travelled. I spent most of my time in Maroopna, Shepparton, with all the Yorta Yorta mob, travelling up to Bowen, tomato picking, and down to Young Cherry picking, and with all the Saunders and the Cashins and the Charles. Then I've done 20 years in Melbourne, and I hang around with all the Preston Reservoir mob. Hello to Candy. Candy, Duane, everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
I miss yous all. I really do. You don't know what you got till you miss it. And yeah,